from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, the happy hour moves up a little earlier today because this is the final hour of our show today. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it'll be our Padres Roundtable weekly Padres discussion. Commercial free for an entire hour. Padre fans, if you missed it earlier today, 10 a.m., play it again for you at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Myself, Ben and Woods, Annie Nelston. All breaking down the first half of the Padres season and looking ahead to the second half. That is at 5 o'clock. But we still have an hour to go on this program. It's called Gwynn and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Tony's on his way to Cleveland. Should be arriving there soon, by the way. Keep saying he's on his way. They might already be there. Want to be accurate, Scraby. Yeah. Not the bearer of misinformation.
That's true. Good for you.
Scraby is back after a long hiatus, 48 Woo-hoo. Hours. He's on a sick bed, and now he's back. What was wrong, by the way?
I have no
Just
idea.
Just overall sickness?
On Monday, I started feeling terrible during the show, and then I developed this massive headache, and then on Tuesday morning, I woke up and stomach wasn't right. There you go.
So you'd say mostly stomach?
Yeah, the stomach wasn't the biggest problem. It was more of like the massive headache and the chills and the sweats and all
That's
of that.
That's a lot.
It was. The chills were... And no, I did not have COVID, everybody.
You didn't. Did you
I tested, yes, just to make sure, because of the chills the last time I got COVID 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years ago, the chills were just...
When you gave it to me, the only time I've ever had it.
I did.
The chills was what I had to go through.
No, the chills was brutal with COVID, and these chills were kind of like that, so I thought maybe I should test. But
I'm not trying to start a panic here, but my wife's radio station, I think she told me yesterday, 11 people are out right now.
With COVID?
With COVID.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, God, don't even start getting me to think, God, I get scared. I don't want to go through that ever.
Well, we don't have many people here, so
we can't have 11 people out at our place because we don't have 11 people in the building. Good point, Scraby.
Thank you for asking that.
All right, chance for you to get yourself to Las Vegas. Coming up right now, qualification for the trip to the Rio. Includes a two-night stay, dinner for two, and a day bed at the Rio pool. The Rio Las Vegas, it's back, baby. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall, which is where I would spend most of my time.
Me too.
It's all ready for you now, and that's why we both do SD Fat Loss.
Yeah, that's true. We spend our time at food halls.
Yeah, all ready for you now and your next Vegas escape beyond the expected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams. I don't know. That might be pretty crazy if it was beyond your wildest dreams, because who knows where that could go. It's the Rio Las Vegas. The Rhythm of Vegas. Book now at riolasvegas.com. Time for the game.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into the first question, and you'll get that question for free today. All right, let's get to it. Let me pull up the phone screener. Let's see. I guess we have to go with Brandon in El Cajon because he was the first caller on the line.
Put him on.
So, Brandon, hello, sir.
What up, baby? Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brandon. Appreciate that.
You know, I want to say one thing about Brandon.
Okay.
He's on this game. He plays often, and he's a good player. He's always very kind. I think that's nice.
He is. He's very
nice. A lot of people come on, and then, you know, it's like we're bothering them. You know, like, are you ready to play there, Bill?
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
but Brandon's always very polite. I like that.
All right. Brandon,
well, thank you.
I want to beat him, but, you know, okay. He's polite.
Here we go, question number one. What Mrs. Doubtfire-looking golfer told Tiger Woods to retire?
I don't know the first name. I know the last name is Montgomery, I think.
I'll take it.
Good enough.
I'll take it. Oops, I got to put this thing up. There goes on this button.
Colin Montgomery is his name. Monty.
Yeah.
The Mrs. Doubtfire-looking golfer.
He always made me feel like I had a shot in golf because he was
he could play.
He was a very, overweight man playing golf.
Not in great shape, but had a, he finished second in like three majors.
He did. He was a really good golfer,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
No, he was good. He just never got one.
All right, here we go, Brandon. Question number two. And I know that Brandon, this is a question for Brandon. Terrell Owens played for six NFL teams. Name three of them.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think you should name all six.
Brandon might be able to. So, Brandon, if you can do it, go for it. But just name three of them.
Let me start with the three. The Niners, Cowboys, and Eagles.
Okay.
Bills.
Okay.
Bills.
Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Bengals.
Wow, he got all of them.
He did?
Yes, the Seahawks were his last team.
I don't even remember those.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Naming three was about right, because Bills, Bengals, Seahawks?
Yeah, I remember the Bills. I remember the Bengals. I don't remember the Seahawks.
Yeah.
We have a question about T.O. in the Big Five, because he's angry at Tom Brady for something.
All right. Well, it's about time. It's been about 10 years since I've heard from T.O. So.
Yeah. 10 years too soon.
Good for him to check in.
All right, Brandon, you get this one right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you are qualified for Las Vegas. Here we go. Since 2010, what pitcher has thrown the most innings in a single season with 251?
Somebody has that many?
Yes.
I'm shocked by that.
I got two names that come to mind. I'll go with Kershaw.
Stay there, Brandon. Stay there, Brandon.
What is it? 251?
251 innings in a single season.
How about... I got 2-2, but Kershaw's not one of my guys. I got Verlander or Scherzer, and I'll go Verlander.
Verlander.
Oh,
Brandon, nice playing. Thank you for representing Brandon. The chat.
Good to have you on, as always, Brandon.
Yeah. C20 says he remembers doing T.O. doing sit-ups in his driveway. I remember that as
well. Yeah, that was about the last we heard from him.
All right, we go back to a new contestant. Brandon, taking us all the way to question number three. As expected, here we go to Gavin. How are you, Gavin?
What's up, Scrappy? Welcome back.
Thank you very much, sir. You are ready to go. I know you're not a first-time player, so here we go. What number does Bronny James wear in the Summer League?
Repeat question.
Oh, that's a repeat.
Yeah, don't give it to him.
All right, sorry.
That was one from the other day.
Sorry, Gavin. We're going to go with another one. What WNBA player broke the WNBA record with 19 assists last night?
Caitlin Clark.
There you go. Pretty much
Caitlin,
Caitlin Clark is the answer to all. And Angel Reese, if I were to ask him. Here we go, question number two. Which player was the player to be named later in the trade that brought Mike Clevenger to San Diego?
Oh, we just talked about this.
We did.
It's not easy, but we did talk about it today.
I don't know, Chris. You got me.
Yeah. The only reason I got you is because we went over it today. I wouldn't have you otherwise. But Matt Waldron, the other player there.
Thank you, Gavin. Appreciate
it. It cost us Josh Naylor, so Cleveland got their share in that trade also.
They got him
for sure.
All right, let's go to. All right, I'm deleting questions just so I don't ask the same question twice.
All right,
here we go to Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too much. Here we go. Question number one. What golfer rudely ignored the media after his U.S. Open collapse?
Oh, I don't know anything about golf. I'll go with Rory.
He is a rude guy. You picked the right guy. Rude Rory.
You know, Brooks Koepka doesn't do interviews unless it's through text message, but Rory's the rude one over
rude
here.
Rude Rory, that's what they call him.
I hope he embraces this villain role that people are creating for him, because it would be better for him.
I created it for him a long time ago.
Yeah,
just others are starting to see my way.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Justin Upton played for...
This was also
Oh,
used.
Gosh.
Well, I'm not trying. I mean...
No, I know. You're doing it. It's just like, no, I don't have any questions. Which AL West pitcher has thrown the most innings in baseball so far?
This year?
Yes, this year.
Oh, this is a this year question.
Yeah.
What division
AL
is
AL West it? Pitcher.
Most innings in
most
baseball.
Most innings in baseball.
That's a tough one.
I will give another hint. He was in town here recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're just... practically giving it away.
Am I?
Was it Logan Gilbert for Seattle?
See, I think you gave
it. Sure
it
was. Did I give it away, Brad?
He'll take it.
No, but I heard Gilbert was mentioned earlier today. So.
Yeah, he was.
There you go.
Yeah, Logan Gilbert's having a big day on the show.
This game has turned into, like, you have to know how to play Chris vs. the Fans to play Chris vs. the Fans.
All right,
here we go. Question number three. What catcher has the most home runs of all time in Major League history?
Catcher. As a catcher.
As a catcher.
I'm sure there are some older guys, but I'm going to go with Mauer.
Joe Mauer. Sorry about that.
He is going into the Hall of Fame Sunday, but he's not
Stay
the
here.
Correct answer.
Stay here.
Johnny Bench is way up there, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Piazza passed him.
Piazza,
yeah.
I think there may be some controversy on this one. I'm sorry. You are incorrect. Brad is the winner. Stay right there, Brad.
Is it Carlton Fisk?
It's not.
Oh.
Someone named Jimmy Fox?
Jimmy Fox is not a catcher.
When I looked it up on Baseball Reference, they listed him as the top hitting catcher amongst home runs of all time.
Here's the thing. Jimmy Fox was not even might have caught one game, if that. I'm going to look Jimmy Fox up. He's not. I'm going to give the championship to Brad.
Okay,
that's okay.
I didn't know who Jimmy Fox was. I just looked up who has the most home runs as a catcher in Major League history.
That is not true. I don't know how you looked that up and came up with that answer. Jimmy Fox, he caught like briefly early in his career, mostly a first baseman though.
All right.
He hit 534 home runs, Jimmy Fox did.
He did. That's why he was
three-time MVP.
So who's second on your list, do you know?
I think the question is, you know, who hit the most home runs as a catcher while playing the catcher position? And I think that's Piazza, but it could be Johnny Bench. Because Johnny Bench hit some while he was playing third base, and that was where that that gave the title to Piazza. Let me see. Most home runs all time by a catcher. Brad, stay there, by the way, because you're Mike Piazza. Most home runs by a catcher, 396. All right. Piazza would be the right answer.
The chat is yelling at me, but he did catch. So Jimmy Fox put him
caught,
on the list.
Yes, but, you know, that's...
I know it's a
He's not
a real
really
answer.
Known as a catcher.
All right.
So he filled in every now and again at that position. Yeah, but, Brad, it's a good win for you. Stay on the line. Congratulations. I want to check some traffic.
Okay.
And then when I come back, ESPN did a list today, and they finished it off. It is the top 100, 1 through 100, greatest athletes of this century, 21st century. I am almost positive ESPN got it wrong with who they picked number one.
Oh, wow. I disagree.
All right. All right. Well, we'll explain who it is and why we think what we do when Gwen and Chris continues after traffic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:21 is the time, Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Cleveland. Padres will play there starting tomorrow. Sam Levitt's pregame show is about 23 hours away. You'll catch it at 3:10 tomorrow afternoon ahead of the first game of the second half. We're here till 5 o'clock, and then it's the Padre Roundtable. Mentioned that ESPN finished off its countdown today, ranking the top 100 pro athletes of this century. Now, ESPN did the very same thing at the end of last century. Top athletes of the 20th century.
Yes, and I always get the centuries confused.
Right, the 20th century. Number one there was Michael Jordan, followed by Babe Ruth. I really think they should rethink the Babe Ruth thing.
Seriously.
But Babe was the guy at the time.
Are they saying, are they basing this on their athletic ability, or are they basing this on popularity?
Top athletes. Just I think everything was involved.
Okay.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was third. I thought Ali would win, frankly. I would have also voted for Jackie Robinson at the time. I think he finished 15th. Anyway, Michael Jordan was the guy. So ESPN has decided, you know, to let us all argue about this stuff again. And they've come up with their top athletes of this century.
So only 24 years.
Only 24 years, but who's the best athletes of this century? I'm going to give you the top 10 in no particular order. And then you see if you can figure out who they picked as number one or who you would pick as number one, okay?
Okay.
You already know, so I'm giving this out to the listeners. In no particular order, LeBron James is on this in the top 10. Serena Williams is in the top 10. Let's see. Tom Brady is in the top 10. That's pretty good.
One right there.
Simone Biles, gymnast.
It's
in the top 10.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, not bad. He's in there.
Yeah.
Roger Federer.
Has to be.
Is in there. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, is in there.
Okay.
Pot user, Michael Phelps.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
that was out
I know. That was out, not fair.
That was not fair.
And I think I left out two more. Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Usain Bolt.
That's also
so. The top 10's pretty good. I mean, all those 10, you can almost make a case for any of them. But if you asked me, and see, the thing that happens on lists like that, you have to decide what you're putting the most importance in. Is it Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowl championships? I mean,
I think that's pretty good.
He's the best winner of all of them.
I think that's pretty good.
Is it Tiger Woods winning 15 majors, being number one in golf for 281 consecutive weeks
now,
and 680 weeks overall?
I want to know when. Like, I know he won his first Masters in 97, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, I see what you mean. He has 13 major wins in this century.
Okay, well, that's still amazing.
Yeah. Tiger Woods. Usain Bolt is the fastest guy in the history of sports.
I feel like we're going to keep getting faster, so.
So you wouldn't have considered him necessarily. Federer and Serena, both phenomenal in their sports. Messi, worldwide accomplishments in soccer. You know. But they didn't choose any of those as the number one. They chose 28, and that is a lot, 28-time Olympic medalist, 23-time gold medalist, Michael Phelps, as the greatest athlete of this century. Thank you very much.
You wanted that.
I wanted that. I disagree.
Okay,
This
is why I agree, because he did it over such a long period of time. And
true.
And
I guess all of his Olympics were in this century.
I guess so, because I don't know that he swam in the Australia one in 2000.
Yeah, I don't remember when he started. He won 8 gold medals at Beijing in 2008, but ended up with 23 gold medals. That's ridiculous.
I also think the Olympics, when you're that dominant, it's so much harder to do, because think about it. He had 12 years in between the time he started, if we're saying 2008 was the first time, until the last time he won medals.
Here's my problem with Michael Phelps being number one overall.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to get some pushback out there. But let you know before I say this that I swim 3-4 times a week.
Oh,
I
God.
Love swimming.
Oh, I'm going to push back.
But here's my thing. He's a swimmer. That doesn't rate with a great NBA player. That doesn't rate with a great golfer. That doesn't rate even with a great soccer player. It doesn't rate with the greatest football player ever.
That's athletic.
He's a
though.
Swimmer.
Swimming is athletic.
I can't give it to Michael Phelps over Tom Brady. I can't give it to him over Messi. And I can't give it to him over Tiger Woods. Those are my three.
I think Tiger might be the number one just because he was so incredibly
Come
dominant.
Come on, the guy invented the sport practically. I don't know. It's a great thing to argue about. Here's how their top 10 broke down, by the way. I gave them to you in no particular order before. Kobe was number 10.
Which he didn't do enough in the century. I think that he was done playing by like 2015.
Well, he was an 18-time All-Star.
Okay, well that
And he was 15 times All-NBA.
Okay, well that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Number 9 was Usain Bolt. Now, again, he didn't win 23 gold medals, but he broke the most, you know, the most biggest record out there, and it still stands.
Mm-hmm.
His record in the 100. Number 8, Tiger Woods. No way. And I know that the secret history of Tiger Woods maybe brought him down.
I honestly didn't even consider it, but I should have.
Simone Biles is number 7. I'm probably overlooking Simone.
Me too.
And what she's done. She's a 7-time Olympic medalist. I don't see how she compares on this list, but I'm not taking away how good she is.
It's funny, Katrina just put on the chat, I'm going to throw in Simone Biles. Even with her yips, she is unstoppable.
Well, there you have it. Number 6 is Federer, which is interesting because he's ahead of Djokovic, even though Djokovic has more Grand Slams.
But I think more people like Federer.
They did. Number 5, Brady. Again, I don't know. He's the greatest winner in the history of the biggest sport in this country.
Football's too much of a team sport.
Okay. LeBron's 4th.
I'm surprised not higher.
I know. 19 times All-NBA. Kobe was 15. Messi's 3. Serena, 2. With 23 major championships. You know, the greatest female athlete of all time is Serena Williams. So that's, you know, bears some... scores you some points.
It does.
And then Phelps, number 1. Here's the interesting, there's a lot of interesting things.
Another,
and you can look at this up on
ESPN.
ESPN.
Another thing about Michael Phelps that I think is kind of crazy is that he did it against the best in the entire world. Tom Brady.
So did Tiger.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but golf wasn't known as like a international sport as much as it is now.
Okay.
There's more international winners now than there were when Tiger was playing. Tiger forced people into the gym, Chris, because they didn't think they were going to be able to keep up with him.
Wait a minute. Tiger Woods forced people to the television set as well.
Oh, yeah, he did all
He's
of
the
it.
Greatest. Other than Jordan, I think he's the most popular athlete of all time. But maybe I have to catch myself because of the crap that came along with him at the end.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That must be what's dragging him down on this list.
It could be. But I think Michael Phelps is a good selection.
The top baseball player on this list is 24th. I think that's kind of an interesting nugget. There's 23 athletes ahead of Albert Pujols.
What? I thought it was Tony Gwynn Jr.
Wait a minute. I haven't gone.
Nope.
Mike Trout is 30th.
Okay, so he doesn't.
I'm surprised Trout's not number one out of everything, the way they rate
just the
this
way
guy.
Everything goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised Paul Skeens didn't make the list just because of what he's been doing for the sports world.
Skeens might be on there next week.
By the way, we have the All-Star game on in studio, just replaying on MLB Network. There, Paul Skeens is pitching. There is a guy with a Skeens jersey with his entire back turned to Paul Skeens while he's pitching in the game. Like, he's not even paying attention. Why pay $500 for that ticket behind home plate? I digress.
You did. I like to go down to the bottom of these lists. Number 100 is Charles Woodson, football player.
This would be an incredibly hard thing to rank.
It would be really hard after you got past number 20.
How do I rank who's 75th over who's 70th?
Yeah.
They're all the same at that point.
All right. Enjoy that if you want to go check all that out. But Phelps is the greatest athlete of this century, according to ESPN. Our great show continues with the Big Five on Gwen and Chris next. Howdy. Welcome back. 4:35 is the time. Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Cleveland. Catch up with him tomorrow. Make sure you're with us right at 2 o'clock tomorrow because we have a very quick show, only an hour. Logan Gillespie will be our Friar Friday interview to kick off the second half of the Padres season before they take on the Guards.
I have a random question.
I still don't like that name.
It's whatever.
I know. There's nothing I can do about it.
I was just watching the All-Star game. Marcus Semien took off his hat, looked at the scouting report, and put it back in. Who's in charge of the scouting reports, you think?
For the All-Star game?
You think it's the it's not like they don't have enough going on. Like, the staff of each manager does it?
Pretty sure Bochy.
You think Bochy's in his office, stayed up late, crunching numbers about who's going to go where?
Not only the information, but he actually drew out the actual sheets. Bochy's,
he hand-wrote each sheet.
You know, I'll tell you how involved Bochy is in all of the All-Star stuff. I remember...
Showed up, basically.
I remember after the Padres made the World Series in 98, he was a skipper.
Yeah.
In 99, he had to pick the All-Star reserves.
Okay.
Craig Elston told him to select Scott Williamson, a reliever for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Because Bochy needed a last-minute replacement.
Okay.
Scott Williamson was selected.
Wow.
Yeah.
Craig Elston got a
lineup. To this day, Scott Williamson probably doesn't know that Craig Elston chose him for the All-Star game that year.
The Midday Show needs to make, what's the guy's name?
Scott Williamson.
They need to get him on the show and let him know.
Let him know.
I guess that is kind of awkward. Hey, come on our show so I can tell you I got you on the All-Star
team. I will say this. I wasn't there, but that's the way the story goes. That, you know, Bochy was like, I don't know, anybody? Craig's like, yeah, Scott Williamson be a good pick.
Sold.
And he ended up on the team. So,
wow. All right.
There you go. All right, what's... we got the Big Five.
We do.
After traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into the Big Five, I have to say this, Chris. I have a huge announcement on the Scraby Show at 6:20-ish tonight.
The Chronicles return tonight.
Yes, I'm very disappointed.
I keep mentioning that we've got the roundtable at 5 o'clock. I'm forgetting to mention that you're back with another edition of the Chronicles at 6.
It's really annoying because I actually did have some fun things planned for this week, and they're not going to happen. But anyway, I do have a big announcement at 6:20. I think people know what it's all about, but you got to tune in at that time to get the announcement. So
well,
stick around.
Not everybody knows what it's all about, but if you're a Scrabinator,
you know what it's about.
Then you know what it's all about.
You know what it's all about.
All right.
All right. Thank you for that time.
Number five.
Now I got to get back to my sheet. All right. I guess MLB is doing a rivalry week in 2025 from May 16th through the 18th.
Gee, guess who we're playing?
Who do you think?
Mariners.
Yes,
of course.
16th through the 18th is the week, and I'm hoping the tweet that I found is correct, but this is a thing, and so basically it's geographic rivals and like actual rivals. So I immediately thought, okay, Padres are going to play the Dodgers. No.
No, Chris was Dodgers right. Will play the Giants.
Dodgers will play the Angels.
Oh, okay.
The Giants are going to be playing the A's.
Oh, yeah. In Sacramento?
In Sacramento in that 110 degree heat. The Tigers got to go to Toronto for theirs.
How is that a rivalry?
But now here is one of the biggest rivalries I think I've ever seen in my life. The Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Huge rivalry.
It's bigger at least than Padres Mariners. At least Rockies Diamondbacks are in the same division.
Yeah.
Baseball, just...
They're trying too hard.
They are. Don't give us a rivalry week. There's no such thing.
Okay, here's the most egregious one of them all, Chris.
Okay.
If you're the Red Sox, there is only one team you are allowed to play during a rivalry week. And
Yankees.
That is the... Rivalry is a very hard word for me to say. Yankees.
But the Yankees have to play the Mets.
The Braves are going to be playing the... There's no rivalry there whatsoever.
The only rivalry there you can maybe make a case for is that the Braves originally were in Boston.
Yes.
But that was about 100 years ago, so I don't think that that's... Yeah.
This is pretty terrible.
That's it. They're just trying too hard. No need.
Trying way too hard.
No need.
Just give us what we want. Put the Dodgers and the Padres together, put the Yankees and the Red Sox together, and then match up the other teams with their rivals. I don't even know who they are, but do it. So there.
We just don't do it in the first place is the better answer.
I like the idea. It's like college football. There's a rivalry week. I tune into Alabama-Auburn because of rivalry week.
Yes, but those are real rivalries to tune into. These others are not.
Yes, I'm going to move on so I don't say the word rivalry anymore. Lionel Messi faced calls on Wednesday to apologize for racist chants made by Argentina's players after they won the Copa America. An Argentinian government official said Messi, who is the team captain and the president of the country's soccer federation, should apologize after a video was shared on social media showing members of Argentina's triumphant squad singing a racist chant about French players with African heritage. Midfielder Enzo Fernandez said he was, quote-unquote, truly sorry for the incident, and his Premier League club Chelsea said it had begun disciplinary action, describing they're throwing word bombs at me. Disciplinary action describing discriminatory behavior as completely unacceptable. Chris, should Lionel Messi apologize? And by the way, they did not catch Messi doing any of this, but no one knows for sure.
Messi's going to have to pick it up here and say something. You know, this shouldn't happen in the first place, and I'm a little... I don't want to say I'm tired of people apologizing, because apologizing sometimes is all that's left. But I would like it a lot more if these people would think themselves through before they start taunting racially at all.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When? I have to say when, because we're not there. When are we just going to be able to move on from the, you know, this racial thing? And I know that there's people out there saying, Chris, you're naive, because it exists everywhere.
It does, yeah.
But I still keep trying to hope that it would go and finally we'd move past it. But incidents like this remind us. So, yeah, Messi better chime in. He's got to.
Now, this is a really poor choice of example, but it's the only thing I can think of. Who apologized to the Dodgers when the Craig Kershaw went up on the board?
Who?
Bob Melvin did. Apologize to the Dodgers for that. It's the leader of your team has to do it, and he's the leader of the country soccer federation. He's got to say something, either to denounce it, or I don't know what he could say other than we were wrong.
Denouncing would be a good start, and you know, saying that they're going to take a pretty good look into this, and you know, maybe have some penalties for the ones who did this. I'm tired of it, that stuff.
Me too. Number three. All right, we talked about Terrell Owens in the Chris vs. the Fans, and we have a topic here today. Terrell Owens was on the Bubba Dub show, Chris.
Which one?
Bubba Dub.
Bubba Dump?
Bubba Dub. I know there's going to be someone on the chat that's like, Bubba Dub's great. I've never heard of Bubba Dub. He might be great. Never heard of him before.
Sure.
But T.O. was on there, and he said that he attempted to contact Brady to ask for a chance to play for the Bucks in the playoffs back when, I think it was 2021. Brady ignored him. Owen said, Tom Brady ignored me. The year that A.B. went crazy, they just needed somebody to fill some holes with A.B. leaving at the receiver position. I reached out to him through Randy and some other people just to come in and play third down in red zone situations. This dude ignored me. Just shows you the lack of respect there. But when they get in front of you, they want to act like they respect you. End quote. Keep in mind the last time that Terrell Owens played in an NFL game before 2021 was 2012. So 9 years removed from the NFL. I'm up first. Does Tom Brady have the right to ignore T.O.? I want to say no. But I'm going to say yes. T.O. is just begging to be on the team. If he gets on the phone with Tom Brady, how do you think that conversation goes? No, T.O., you're not going to be on the team. But Tom, I could run the 40 and 4.46. Let me on the team. I could still catch balls. No, I think he has the right to ignore T.O. What do you think, Chris?
Let's move on. I'm just going to ignore T.O. myself.
Oh, wow.
As a way of answering that.
Okay.
Terrell Owens. I will say this. If there's one athlete who might have been able to, you know, strap on the pads and run a couple of routes 9 years after his career, T.O.'s always proven to be in remarkably good shape. I'll say that.
I always say,
but 9 years.
If no other teams are signing the guy, then he's not good anymore. Mm-hmm. Because they will sign a guy who will make them better. But I like how he said AB went crazy. I still remember that day like it was yesterday, Chris, when he ran off the field.
Oh, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Number two.
It was against the Jets.
It was.
Yeah.
In the Meadowlands.
And Scott Hansen was apoplectic about it.
He was like, I've never seen anything like this. Which no one had ever seen anything like that.
Nobody knew what was happening.
So we're going to the MLS, and Kevin Sullivan broke Freddie Adu's longstanding record as the youngest player to feature for a senior MLS side when he took the field for the Philadelphia Union in their match against the New England Revolution yesterday.
Freddie Adu was only like 12 years old. How young was this guy?
Apparently younger. Sullivan, who is 14 years, 293 days old, was called into the senior squad for the first time on Tuesday. He came on late in the second half to break the record held by Adu in a runaway 5-1 win for the Union. The young American signed the largest homegrown contract in Major League Soccer history on May 9th in a deal that stipulates Sullivan will transfer to English Premier League power Manchester City after he turns 18. So he's got 3-4 years here, and then he goes overseas to play for Manchester City. Chris, should a 14-year-old be playing professional sports?
There's some pitfalls, you know, there are. There's things that you don't even think about out there.
Like,
I mean, for example, when Kobe Bryant first signed with the Lakers and they'd go on the road, Kobe Bryant could not go out with anybody after a game, right?
True.
Couldn't go to a bar. He couldn't go anywhere. 14 is another level below that.
I guess we should say he's closer to 15 than he is 14.
Okay. This guy can't even drive to go.
You're right.
Take in a movie somewhere.
He can't even drive to the game. He has to get a ride with his mom.
But at the same time, I don't know. Kids are getting better. I mean, look, what are the golfers starting at now?
They're getting younger and younger.
Yeah, Tennis is getting younger and younger. There seems to be this big rush for everybody to start their careers, and you know, I'll be the old guy in the lawn here, and you know, just. You know, it'd be nicer probably for 14-year-olds to enjoy life as a teenager, but if you're blessed with that kind of ability and somebody's going to pay you for it, it's hard for me to sit here and say you shouldn't do it.
I'm going to take my chair and I'm going to put it right next to you on your lawn, Chris, because I feel like, okay, yeah, I'm a little bit of a, I'll just say it, lame-o for thinking this.
Lame-o.
I couldn't think of another word, but... There's so much that he's missing in his own development as a human, right? I mean, he's not going to high school, or at least he's doing high school with a tutor or something. Like, I'm not saying that he needs to go to high school and have a high school experience, but those are important parts of people's lives. And he's going to maybe look back on it and say, I made the right decision. Maybe I didn't make the right decision. Maybe I should have stayed, played college or whatever. I don't know how good this guy is. Obviously, he's very good because they're paying him. But I think there's something wrong with a 14 and three quarters year old playing professional sports in a professional locker room. I was not ready to be in a locker room with a bunch of different pros at the age of 14.
Not too many of us would be.
Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see what the chat.
The team has to handle it, you know, completely right with chaperones and people like that, you know, to make it possible. But
people are saying they can parents, still go to school. I know, but how are they making friends? Are they making friends with a 32-year-old who's been in MLS for 18 years? Like, who is he making friends with? I'm worried about his upbringing. Or not his upbringing, his development, Chris.
I'm sorry that you're worried about it.
Number one.
And I've never been offered millions of dollars to play a professional sport at the age
of
14.
That's why I said what I said. You know, I think on my lawn, I would say it's not the greatest. You know, but again, if they're going to offer you all that money and you're blessed with that ability, nobody seems concerned about a 14-year-old singer having a song go on the charts or a 12-year-old actress winning an Academy Award.
It's a good point.
You know, it's all part of the same deal, I guess.
No, that's a good point. After years of promises and more than $1 billion of investment, Paris's once filthy river is finally swimmable. Have you seen this, Chris? The mayor of Paris proved it just days before the opening of the Olympics on July 26th and or at least the Olympic deadline of July 26th. Journalists and spectators from around the world crowded banks and bridges of the Seine River. Is it Seine? I meant to look that up before.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Seine River to watch Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo take a dip in its murky waters on Wednesday. She was accompanied by members of her cabinet as well as officials from the Olympic Organizing Committee. Now, if you didn't know, there's a little bit of an E. coli problem in the Seine River, Chris. And so many people were concerned about this river being used. Kind of similar to what happened in Brazil. There was a body of water that was kind of infected with stuff. My question is, are you jumping in that river to prove that it's safe? I guess I'm up first. No, I'm not jumping in that
river.
Well,
you're a germaphobe. So
well, that, I and I don't like... It. I'm not a. I don't like bodies of water because there could be a monster below me and it's going to get me.
I don't know. I saw Steven Spielberg promoting the amazing opening ceremonies of the Olympics, which are going to be on the Seine River. So, you know, he made it sound pretty good.
All the people in France were making fun of her. They drew like these comic strips of her getting out of the river, and it would just be like all this radio.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into the Big Five, I have to say this, Chris. I have a huge announcement on the Scraby Show at 6:20-ish tonight.
The Chronicles return tonight.
Yes, I'm very disappointed.
I keep mentioning that we've got the roundtable at 5 o'clock. I'm forgetting to mention that you're back with another edition of the Chronicles at 6.
It's really annoying because I actually did have some fun things planned for this week, and they're not going to happen. But anyway, I do have a big announcement at 6:20. I think people know what it's all about, but you got to tune in at that time to get the announcements. So
well,
stick around.
Not everybody knows what it's all about, but if you're a Scrabinator,
you know what it's about.
Then you know what it's all about.
You know what it's all about.
All right.
All right. Thank you for that time.
Number five.
Now I got to get back to my sheet. All right. I guess MLB is doing a rivalry week in 2025 from May 16th through the 18th.
Gee, guess who we're playing?
Who do you think?
Mariners.
Yes,
of course.
18th through the 18th is the week, and I'm hoping the tweet that I found is correct, but this is a thing, and so basically it's geographic rivals and like actual rivals. So I immediately thought, okay, Padres are going to play the Dodgers. No.
No, Dodgers will play the Giants.
Dodgers will play the Angels.
Oh, okay.
The Giants are going to be playing the A's.
Oh, yeah. In Sacramento?
In Sacramento in that 110 degree heat. The Tigers got to go to Toronto for theirs.
How is that a rivalry?
But now here is one of the biggest rivalries I think I've ever seen in my life. The Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Huge rivalry.
It's bigger, at least, than Padres-Mariners. At least Rockies-Diamondbacks are in the same division.
Yeah.
Baseball, just...
They're trying too hard.
They are. Don't give us a rivalry week. There's no such thing.
Okay, here's the most egregious one of them all, Chris.
Okay.
If you're the Red Sox, there is only one team you are allowed to play during a rivalry week. And
Yankees.
That is the... Rivalry is a very hard word for me to say. Yankees.
But the Yankees have to play the Mets.
The Braves are going to be playing the... There's no rivalry there whatsoever.
The only rivalry there you can maybe make a case for is that the Braves originally were in Boston.
Yes.
But
yes.
That was about 100 years ago, so I don't think that that's... Yeah.
This is pretty terrible.
That's it. They're just trying too hard. No need.
Trying way too hard.
No need.
Just give us what we want. Put the Dodgers and the Padres together, put the Yankees and the Red Sox together, and then match up the other teams with their rivals. I don't even know who they are, but do it. So there.
We just don't do it in the first place is the better answer.
I like the idea. It's like college football. There's a rivalry week. I tune into Alabama-Auburn because of rivalry week.
Yes, but those are real rivalries to tune into. These others are not.
Yes, I'm going to move on so I don't say the word rivalry anymore. Lionel Messi faced calls on Wednesday to apologize for racist chants made by Argentina's players after they won the Copa America. An Argentinian government official said Messi, who is the team captain and the president of the country's soccer federation, should apologize after a video was shared on social media showing members of Argentina's triumphant squad singing a racist chant about French players with African heritage. Midfielder Enzo Fernandez said he was, quote-unquote, truly sorry for the incident, and his Premier League club Chelsea said it had begun disciplinary action, describing they're throwing word bombs at me. Disciplinary action describing discriminatory behavior as completely unacceptable. Chris, should Lionel Messi apologize? And by the way, they did not catch Messi doing any of this, but no one knows for sure.
Messi's going to have to pick it up here and say something. You know, this shouldn't happen in the first place, and I'm a little, I don't want to say I'm tired of people apologizing, because apologizing sometimes is all that's left, but I would like it a lot more if these people would think themselves through before they start taunting racially at all.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When, because we're not there. When are we just going to be able to move on from the, you know, this racial thing? And I know that there's people out there saying, Chris, you're naive, because it exists everywhere.
It does, yeah.
But I still keep trying to hope that it would go and finally we'd move past it. But incidents like this remind us. So, yeah, Messi better chime in. He's got to.
Now, this is a really poor choice of example, but it's the only thing I can think of. Who apologized to the Dodgers when the Craig Kershaw went up on the board?
Who?
Bob Melvin did. Apologize to the Dodgers for that. It's the leader of your team has to do it, and he's the leader of the country soccer federation. He's got to say something, either to denounce it, or I don't know what he could say other than, well, we were wrong.
Denouncing would be a good start, and you know, saying that they're going to take a pretty good look into this, and you know, maybe have some penalties for the ones who did this. I'm tired of it, that stuff.
Me too. Number three. All right, we talked about Terrell Owens in the Chris vs. the Fans, and we have a topic here today. Terrell Owens was on the Bubba Dub show, Chris.
Which one?
Bubba Dub.
Bubba Dump?
Bubba Dub. I know there's going to be someone on the chat that's like, Bubba Dub's great. I've never heard of Bubba Dub. He might be great. Never heard of him before.
Sure.
But T.O. was on there, and he said that he attempted to contact Brady to ask for a chance to play for the Bucks in the playoffs back when, I think it was 2021. Brady ignored him. Owen said, Tom Brady ignored me. The year that A.B. went crazy, they just needed somebody to fill some holes with A.B. leaving at the receiver position. I reached out to him through Randy and some other people just to come in and play third down in red zone situations. This dude ignored me. Just shows you the lack of respect there. But when they get in front of you, they want to act like they respect you. End quote. Keep in mind the last time that Terrell Owens played in an NFL game before 2021 was 2012. So 9 years removed from the NFL. I'm up first. Does Tom Brady have the right to ignore T.O.? I want to say no, but I'm going to say yes. T.O. is just begging to be on the team. If he gets on the phone with Tom Brady, how do you think that conversation goes? No, T.O., you're not going to be on the team. But Tom, I could run the 40 and 4.46. Let me on the team. I can still catch balls. No, I think he has the right to ignore T.O. What do you think, Chris?
Let's move on. I'm just going to ignore T.O. myself.
Oh, wow.
As a way of answering that.
Okay.
But I will say this. If there's one athlete who might have been able to, you know, strap on the pads and run a couple of routes 9 years after his career, T.O.'s always proven to be in remarkably good shape. I'll say that.
I always say,
but 9 years,
if no other teams are signing the guy, then he's not good anymore. Mm-hmm. Because they will sign a guy who will make them better. But I like how he said A.B. went crazy. I still remember that day like it was yesterday, Chris, when he ran off the field.
Oh, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. Number two. It was against the Jets.
It was.
Yeah.
In the Meadowlands.
And Scott Hansen was apoplectic about it.
He was like, I've never seen anything like this, which no one had ever seen anything like that.
Nobody knew what was happening.
So we're going to the MLS, and Kevin Sullivan broke Freddie Adu's longstanding record as the youngest player to feature for a senior MLS side when he took the field for the Philadelphia Union in their match against the New England Revolution yesterday.
Freddie Adu was only like 12 years old. How young was this guy?
Apparently younger. Sullivan, who is 14 years, 293 days old, was called into the senior squad for the first time on Tuesday. He came on late in the second half to break the record held by Adu in a runaway 5-1 win for the Union. The young American signed the largest homegrown contract in Major League Soccer history on May 9th in a deal that stipulates Sullivan will transfer to English Premier League power Manchester City after he turns 18. So he's got 3-4 years here, and then he goes overseas to play for Manchester City. Chris, should a 14-year-old be playing professional sports?
There's some pitfalls, you know, there are. There's things that you don't even think about out there.
Like,
I mean, for example, when Kobe Bryant first signed with the Lakers and they'd go on the road, Kobe Bryant could not go out with anybody after a game, right?
True.
Couldn't go to a bar. He couldn't go anywhere. 14 is another level below that.
I guess we should say he's closer to 15 than he is 14. Okay.
This guy can't even drive to go.
You're right.
Take in a movie somewhere.
He can't even drive to the game. He has to get a ride with his mom.
But at the same time, I don't know. Kids are getting better. I mean, look, what are the golfers starting at now?
They're getting younger and younger.
Yeah, Tennis is getting younger and younger. There seems to be this big rush for everybody to start their careers, and you know, I'll be the old guy in the lawn here, and you know, just. You know, it'd be nicer probably for 14-year-olds to enjoy life as a teenager, but if you're blessed with that kind of ability and somebody's going to pay you for it, it's hard for me to sit here and say you shouldn't do it.
I'm going to take my chair and I'm going to put it right next to you on your lawn, Chris, because I feel like, okay, yeah, I'm a little bit of a, I'll just say it, lame-o for thinking this.
Lame-o.
I couldn't think of another word, but... There's so much that he's missing in his own development as a human, right? I mean, he's not going to high school, or at least he's doing high school with a tutor or something. Like, I'm not saying that he needs to go to high school and have a high school experience, but those are important parts of people's lives. And he's going to maybe look back on it and say, I made the right decision. Maybe I didn't make the right decision. Maybe I should have stayed, played college or whatever. I don't know how good this guy is. Obviously, he's very good because they're paying him. But I think there's something wrong with a 14 and three quarters year old playing professional sports in a professional locker room. I was not ready to be in a locker room with a bunch of different pros at the age of 14. And
not
be a
too many
teammate.
Of us would be.
Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see what the chat.
The team has to handle it, you know, completely right with chaperones and people like that, you know, to make it possible. But
people are saying they can parents, still go to school. I know, but how are they making friends? Are they making friends with a 32-year-old who's been in MLS for 18 years? Like, who is he making friends with? I'm worried about his upbringing. Or not his upbringing, his development, Chris.
I'm worried about it.
Number one.
And I've never been offered millions of dollars to play a professional sport at the age
of
14.
That's why I said what I said. You know, I think on my lawn, I would say it's not the greatest. You know, but again, if they're going to offer you all that money and you're blessed with that ability, nobody seems concerned about a 14-year-old singer having a song go on the charts or a 12-year-old actress winning an Academy Award.
It's a good point.
You know, it's all part of the same deal, I guess.
No, that's a good point. After years of promises and more than $1 billion of investment, Paris's once filthy river is finally swimmable. Have you seen this, Chris? The mayor of Paris proved it just days before the opening of the Olympics on July 26th, or at least the Olympic deadline of July 26th. Journalists and spectators from around the world crowded banks and bridges of the Seine River. Is it Seine? I meant to look that up before.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Seine River to watch Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo take a dip in its murky waters on Wednesday. She was accompanied by members of her cabinet as well as officials from the Olympic Organizing Committee. Now, if you didn't know... There's a little bit of an E. coli problem in the Seine River, Chris. And so many people were concerned about this river being used. Kind of similar to what happened in Brazil. There was a body of water that was kind of infected with stuff. My question is, are you jumping in that river to prove that it's safe? I guess I'm up first. No, I'm not jumping in that river.
Well, you're a germaphobe. So
well, that, I and I don't like... It. I'm not a. I don't like bodies of water because there could be a monster below me and it's going to get me.
I don't know. I saw Steven Spielberg promoting the amazing opening ceremonies of the Olympics, which are going to be on the Seine River. So, you know, he made it sound pretty good.
All the people in France were making fun of her. They drew, like, these comic strips of her getting out of the river, and it would just be, like, all this radioactive material all over. Because everybody knows the Seine River is disgusting. Apparently, too, Chris, I read, their like, sewage system and their drainage is not great in Paris. So they had to fix that, too.
Did you ever see the episode where Kramer goes swimming in the East River on Seinfeld?
I have not.
Yeah, that's me. I wouldn't care, honestly.
You would just jump in?
Jump in.
Even if
jump in!
It seems a little cold.
It's fine. I can shake that off.
You can shake off the cold. That's something I
might
can't
not be
shake
able
off.
To shake off the E. coli, but I'm going to risk it.
The E. coli might be a problem.
It. I'm going to risk it.
All right, that's it for the Big Five.
Thank you very much, Graby. Good having you back today. It was not easy without you. The last couple of days, although, as we said, Frank did a nice job. Okay, we're just about done here. We've got coming up at the top of the hour. Another edition of the Padres Roundtable.
Yes.
Which should be, well, it is a good one. I was part of it. I know exactly what happened during it. So that's coming up. And it'll be a commercial-free hour of Padre baseball talk.
I have an update on the soccer player. Mark on YouTube said his older brother is on the team. I think that does help a little bit.
That does help
It actually helps a lot.
I would think that unless he doesn't like his older brother.
I know my brother probably would say that about me.
Well, so. I mean, you're just assuming that these brothers get along. You
I would
know?
Assume it's if they're on guaranteed. The same team, they're okay.
Not guaranteed.
You will never see my brother and I on the same team when it comes to Thanksgiving
flag
football.
Yeah, you and your
football.
Brother are oil and water. Just setting the weekend schedule for you. Tomorrow, 4:10 in Cleveland. It's the Apple TV game. But it is what it is. Saturday, also 4:10. Cease will be on the mound Saturday. Sunday morning at 10:40. Next Monday, they're off, the Padres. That means we'll have a full show that Monday?
Yep.
Wow.
And a Scraby show.
That's Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, next Thursday morning, they play in D.C. at 9:05 a.m. My goodness. And then a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Baltimore, Padres don't return home until Tuesday, July 30th. For
that's
the Dodgers.
Kind of crazy.
I hope by then they're still in the hunt. That's what worries me about this road trip.
Stay with the Peloton.
Yeah, you got to stay with the group. We'll talk about it more tomorrow at 2 for Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby. Stay tuned. Padres Roundtable next, then the Scraby Chronicles after that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.